Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today on a Thursday. Looking forward to Monday Night Football. Week 10 starts tonight. Elliot Shore Parks will join us coming up in 1 hour. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni later in the show. We haven't heard from him in a while, with the Eagles on their bye. You people later on, some great prizes to give away. And today, Major League Baseball free agency starts. Big, big decisions for the Phillies. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
I know I was talking about it at a break, but I feel like it's going to be upset tonight in Thursday Night Football.
Money line, Douglas, on the Raiders.
I think I'm taking the Raiders tonight.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm in.
I think I'm taking the Raiders tonight.
Okay.
They're 2-6. They're about due for an upset. There was a lot of upsets last weekend in the NFL, man.
There was.
So I woke up this morning, and that was one of the first. I was like, you know what? It feels like it might be a Raiders day.
Well, it's interesting you use the word
money low.
Yeah, well, it's probably a good money line. I don't see it, but it'll be fun. And Week 10 starts tonight in the NFL. Also, Major League Baseball free agency starts later this afternoon. Hugh, we know there's huge decisions for the Phillies. I mean, as big of decisions they've had to make in a long time. Kyle Schwarber's a free agent. JT Realmuto's a free agent. Ranger Suarez's a free agent. We found out yesterday Harrison Bader, and that was expected.
Kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, decline his player option. He's going to become a free agent, too, to make some more money. So they have big, big, big decisions to make. But they also have this other thing, like kind of this elephant in the room that really they created a couple weeks ago with the Bryce Harper situation. And it's going to be interesting to see what plays out from here. And from my perspective, there is nothing for the Phillies to do besides go about their business and try to create the best baseball team with Bryce Harper on it and try to go win a World Series. But, you know, Hugh, when this came up a few weeks ago, you had a thought on how the Phillies could kind of rectify this situation.
Yes.
And now that free agency begins, I mean, if they are going to listen to you, it could be the first domino to fall in this whole operation here.
Yeah. I'm feeling like in order, like there was a lot said. Now, this is, follow me, people, because I know y'all probably think, especially after the Midwest thing that happened earlier this week, y'all probably think something wrong with me.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm telling you, it's not. It's the way that I feel about it. And shout out to the dude that wanted to have that conversation last night at the bar.
Yes, by the way, thank you to everyone who came out to our Birds at the Buy at Chickie's
Fun
yesterday.
Time.
It was awesome, and obviously raising money for the Travis Manion Foundation.
Really,
great
really
time.
Did. I mean, I argue with Kyle every day. I don't have the energy to sit at the bar and argue with you about my take.
But we appreciate you coming out.
But I appreciate you coming out.
Yeah,
and Joe's looking at me like, what are we doing? But anyway, it's one of those things where there was a lot said. Weeks after the season, weeks after the Philly season ended, right? There was a lot of bad blood between Dombrowski and Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper came out and talked about how he gave his blood, sweat, and tears for this team.
Stop.
And am I lying?
No, but it's just the blood makes. Yeah, I mean, come on, he's playing first base.
Well,
did
he not fall into the dugout in Cleveland and almost hurt himself again when he came back and played first base? Am I not remembering that correctly?
Yeah, he did. He did.
I mean, okay, yeah. So my story tracks.
Sure, go ahead.
Blood, sweat, and tears for this team.
Yep.
And you had the audacity, you had the nerve to get out there in front of all them good people and talk bad about me?
Yeah.
This feels like a financial apology.
What?
Yeah.
You think the offseason should start with Bryce Harper getting more money?
I think that's what the offseason is going to start with. Mm. Because look at it like this, Joe. Follow me. Follow the team.
I'm trying, but it hurts.
It's okay. Bryce said what he said, right?
Yes.
Then everybody got quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up this morning and I turn on my television that does not have ESPN, by the way, because. You know, that's another story.
Well, that's a big problem with Monday Night Football coming up.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm trying to wrap it all in. But I saw that they've had the dates for spring training and everything.
Everything, right? Yeah. The offseason has begun now. Yeah.
Yes, it has. I feel like it's going to start with a financial apology to Bryce Harper.
So a contract extension for a guy that has 6 years left on his deal.
He's wanted one. Yeah. He's been asking for one
for
the last couple of years. And this conversation has gotten eerily quiet. Over the last couple of weeks. Well, I know there's a lot going on, but it's gotten quiet.
It has. So it started loud, and it's gotten quiet. Let's kind of go through it, and we'll react to all this. And I have something strong to respond to Hugh Douglas, what he's trying to put out there in the universe, because this is insanity. Can we hear from Dave Dombrowski, end of the season? This is what started all this, that Hugh Douglas now believes should lead to a financial apology. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski when the offseason began, Phillies get knocked out, and Dave was asked how he would assess Bryce Harper's season. Here's what Dave Dombrowski said.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, Nick, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. And if I'm the Phillies, I can't pay someone if I don't know that they're going to be that guy ever again. Bryce Harper, of course, the comments that Hugh Douglas is reacting to. This is to The Athletic a couple weeks ago. Quote, I have given my all to Philly from the start.
My blood, sweat, and my tears.
Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid this. It's all I heard in D.C. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. So, look. You're not the only person I've heard say this. I've heard people say, you know, give more money, give him the contract extension. I was listening. I was in the car the other night, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, recently, when this all went down, and I was taking my kids back and forth to swim practice, and I was listening to Fritz at 6.
Fritz, okay.
And Fritz at 6 was dropping the just pay him, no big deal, give him extra money. Are you guys crazy?
No, listen.
You guys are nuts.
You have to read the tea leaves, Joe. And it might not sound like it's a lot. But saying that something made you feel uncomfortable,
yeah,
that's usually the telltale sign that I need more bread.
Oh, listen, I understand what this is about. I don't care. I know Bryce Harper wants more money. He's asked for money for years here.
Because I could just see him saying, I'm so uncomfortable. He grabbed it.
Yeah,
hey, Kyle, you see the hand? The hand on the chest. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to, oh, my gosh, all of you today.
And yeah. Then... Dombrowski already turtled up. And then you know what he says? I'm sorry, Bryce. How can we make this better? $50 million.
Okay. Well, you work on your acting skills, million. And Bryce Harper works on
annually.
His.
Annually. That's right, annually, right?
No, like 50 annually?
Well, no, it's like you tack on, like he gets like, what, 25, 30?
Yeah, 26.
So on average, we want to, you know, give him a little bit more bread.
No. You got, anyone who, I'm speaking to all of you people out there, anyone out there that wants to give Bryce Harper more money right now, you've lost your minds. Look, okay, while we can go through,
more money.
While we can go through his feelings, can we talk about some facts here? He signed a 13-year contract. He said he wants no opt-outs.
Yes.
Once you have no, the opt-out for the player is an ability to renegotiate, basically, right? To mm-hmm. reestablish your value and to get more money to extract it from the team. A couple years ago, Manny Machado, who signed at the exact same time as Bryce Harper, same class, same draft class back in the day, that the Phillies were interested in both players. Machado negotiated an opt-out. And guess what he did to the Padres? He opted out, and they gave him a brand new contract. But he got an opt-out. Bryce Harper said, I don't want an opt-out. 13 years. Well, you don't get to then do this nonsense in the middle and get more money. So, number one, he signed up for 13 years. Number two, he wanted no opt-outs. Number three, can we please wake up? He is in decline. I don't think he's done as a good player. I think he's going to be good for a little while here. But his days as an MVP of the league are probably over. We like the idea I'm going to pay him more as he ages does not line up for me.
You know why it lines up? Mm. Because of what transpired after he said what he said. Dave Dombrowski went out there and backtracked mightily.
Yeah, he's trying with damage control now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he felt like, see, this is, I think that's the part that you're missing. And this is why I feel like Bryce sits in the catbird seat when it comes to that. Because you were adamant. And there were also, me recklessly speculating, there probably was some conversations being had behind closed doors,
sure,
about potentially, you know, re-signing Bryce. And I feel like that's why Dave felt so strongly about saying some of the things that he said at the end of the season. But when Bryce Harper retorted and said what he said, he retracted it immediately.
Yeah, of course.
And then it got quiet.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it was one of those, well, hey, we don't have to litigate this in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Let's sort this out. And Bryce said, there's only one way we can sort this out.
Money.
And you could figure out how you want to do this, but that's the only way. And his, you know, his agent's a pit bull.
He's one of the best agents
in the game. Yep. He gets people paid. So I would not be surprised that before, I'm gonna put a date on it, before spring training starts, Bryce Harper gets an extension.
You want me to walk off the show in the middle of a show?
I will lose my mind. And me and Kyle, we'll figure it out. But you'll be back. We'll give you a moment.
I probably will come back. But
no, you'll come back. We'll give you a moment.
Yeah, it's,
but that's going to happen.
It'd be ridiculous if it does. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Hugh Douglas thinks the Phillies should give Bryce Harper a financial apology.
No, I don't think they should. I think they are.
Well, they shouldn't is the bottom line.
I think
line.
They are.
The bottom line is no. Again, the contract was signed. He signed it. He wanted no opt-outs. He has not played his best baseball here in the last year or so. The idea of doing it now with 6 years left on the contract is preposterous to me. If there were 2 years left or one, all right, then we could talk about where you're at, how many more years we want to keep you. Also, has anyone thought about the can of worms this opened? Anytime the Phillies say anything about a player, oh, I'm hurt now. Give me more money. What if Dave Dombrowski's honest about Trey Turner? Yeah, this contract's probably not going to age well. Might not play shortstop much longer. And then he wants more money because of it. Like, what are we doing?
Who cares about Trey?
Well, no, I don't care about Trey. But the bottom line is, this is, you can't set a precedent of 6 years left on a deal to give out extensions. There is not a single reason for this other than he wants it.
Well, but Bryce is kind of an unprecedented player in terms of what he means to the organization. Nobody else on the Phillies means as much as Harper does.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, they've reinforced that.
Yeah.
They reinforced it
the day they gave him a 13-year contract.
Well,
I mean, like, that's a two-way street.
No, that's an enforcement. The reinforcement is keeping him happy.
Exactly.
We need reinforcements.
Well, so hold on, because you speak in facts today.
Oh,
honestly.
My God.
And I know the term financial apology.
It's going to be a long day.
The financial apology part's tripping everybody up.
Yeah.
But, like, because that sounds crazy. And granted, the phrasing of it is kind of crazy. But I don't think it's unprecedented to give players contract extensions or give them more money for the purpose of keeping them happy and keeping things quiet. Like, the Eagles did this with Saquon this offseason. They got out ahead of him probably asking for more money after the season that he had just to keep him happy. They did this with A.J. Brown. Gave him a little bit more. They gave him an extension after they gave Devontae Smith an extension just to keep him happy. Now, granted, A.J. Brown is psychotic. And he has been crazy ever since then. But that's just, you know, I mean, that's who AJ is. And I understand the point that you would probably make that neither of those two things have really worked out. Right. And it's tied up money to both of those players. But here's the difference, though. This is football. There's a salary cap. Like, if you want to tell me they could have had that money to spend elsewhere, you would be correct. That's not the case in baseball. John Middleton can do whatever he wants. He can give Bryce Harper this money and add whoever he wants to this team. Like, I think priority number one is making sure that whatever the hell is going on with Bryce Harper is done with. Just put it to bed. If you want to give him 2 years, $50 million at the end of the contract, I don't care. Like, these years at the end of his deal, at the end of Trey Turner's deal, they don't matter. These guys are going to be limping up and down first baseline.
they do matter. We're going to have to watch them.
I know, but we're already locked into that.
That's going to happen.
I'm worried about the now, what's going to matter these next 2 years. Like, if Bryce Harper, if the reason Bryce Harper's been a little bit more mopey, less fiery over the last few years, if it's because of the contract situation, go put it to bed. Just end it. It's the financial apology thing that I totally understand is tripping everybody up. But I think what they need to do is just get this thing out of the way.
You guys are going to, I'm going to lose it today. I need everyone's help. 215-592-9494. I got both of these guys here saying, hey, Bryce Harper. No, he gets no more money and he'll like it. He's got 6 years left on his contract. He's been a great Philly and it's worked out the contract so far. I was in favor of the day they gave it to him, but part of the reason I was in favor of the contract was he's out of here or this is over when he's 37, 38. Who wants 41-year-old players? You know what 41-year-old players look like? Crap. Like, I don't want to watch him at that stage of his career.
How long was Pujols in the game?
Probably right until about 40, 41. And he was limping around the last couple years. Yeah, limping.
With the Angels, right? It was the Angels.
And then the Dodgers at the end.
Yeah.
He was fat and slow and couldn't move. I mean, you guys have lost your minds. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. I just make it very clear. I wouldn't give Bryce Harper an extra dime. Also, isn't this for when he wins a World Series? Like, Kyle mentioned the Saquon Barkley thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to give Saquon Barkley an extension.
He's coming off Super Bowl.
Coming off a Super Bowl in one of the greatest seasons of all time. Like, that was, hey, maybe we actually undervalued you. You're worth more than that. You know, here's a couple more dollars. All right, I didn't love it, but I understood it. What, Bryce Harper coming off a series where he hit 200 against the Dodgers? And he, again, didn't hit 30 home runs in a season? Why am I paying him? Because his feelings are hurt? Yes. This is Major League Buddy stuff. I mean, Kyle hates Major League Buddies, but this is complete Major League Buddies.
This is the bed that I feel this is the bed that the Phillies made. Because you came out with a strong proclamation at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You claimed that he was bad, and I'm ad-libbing a little bit. He was washed. He's probably not going to be the player that he once was. You thought it was going to challenge him.
Mm.
And make him work harder.
It went the opposite.
It went the opposite way, especially when you start invoking the fact that you were hurt early in the season and you talked about how much you have sacrificed to be here and you talked about how you had a no-trade clause.
Right.
So you have to read between the lines in situations like
this. Oh, I'm reading the same way you are, and I'm choosing
to
ignore.
But see, and this is where the Phillies messed up. Instead of standing on business, like I said, they immediately came out and said, hey, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, they're trying to calm it down that way.
Yes. And now I'm pretty sure, what's his name? Scott Boras is sitting back there and like, hey. And Bryce has nothing else to say. He said what he had to say. Mm. His agent is going to work his magic now. And that's where it's going to be. There's a financial apology coming.
All right, last thing, and then all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Kyle's right. There isn't a salary cap, right? There's a luxury tax. The Phillies go over it. They spend as much, you know, almost as much as anyone, not named the Dodgers. They'll spend as much as the Yankees and close to the Mets and all that. But they do have a budget. They don't tell us what it is. It's not capped. That's not the rule of the game. They do have a budget, right? They haven't gone above whatever they've gone to, $300-ish million. Like, every dollar they spend on one player, they can't spend on another. Like, if Taijuan Walker and Nick Castellanos weren't on the books, I think they were more likely to spend on another star this offseason. They do have whatever their budget is.
Well, so, I got an idea.
To give him more money. Like, imagine this offseason, Bryce Harper gets an extension. They're on an extra $150 million on there.
Hmm.
And Kyle Schwarber walks away because the Cubs outbid the Phillies by $50 million. I can't live with that.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Adjust your budget. Look at what the Dodgers just won back-to-back World Series because they're spending more than anybody else. If we're going to compete with them, we might have to adjust that budget anyway.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, but that budget doesn't have to include more money for a guy under contract for 6 years. It shouldn't. Chris in Middletown kicks us off here on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. What are we feeling here?
With all due respect, Damn you, Douglas. You know, Hugh, it's been a hell of a week. Loser vibes from you. You know, and then today you just hit a new level of insanity that you're exposing us all to as listeners.
What do you mean? The
torches are starting to come out, and the chants are getting louder to Rob Lincoln.
Tiki torches?
And, you know,
you know what chants he's talking about.
By the end of the week, we're going to
have to. Why are you upset with me for speaking truth?
No, by the end of the week, you're going to see, which is tomorrow, Hugh, which is probably your last day, you're going to start seeing signs across the street saying Fire Hugh, okay?
Oh, like the old school Fire Howie signs across the Schuylkill.
Yeah. You know what, guys? There's no way we're extending this guy. Let me remind you, he's 33 years old. He's on a seven-year contract that's left, 7 years left to a 33-year-old with $196 million, okay? Here's my offer to Bryce. Here's what I'll offer to you. Bryce, you want something? I got something for you. I'll give you 4 years, $48 million per year, okay? I'll let you capture most of your paycheck, but it's in 4 years because I want to get your old carcass out of here sooner than later. But there's a no-trade clause, or we lose the no-trade clause. Sorry. We get the option to trade you if you want. You lose your no-trade clause. Your money puts you right up there with the top guys, so you could puff out your chest. You're right up there with Otani. You're right up there with Soto. But if we want to trade you, we can trade you. So you know what? Other than that, you be quiet and you don't go do your job. Because here's the problem with this guy and his contract. It's not just one man in one position. He is clogging up two spots. We lose the option right now of re-signing Schwarber as a designated hitter, because we know Bryce is so injury-prone, we have to keep that spot available for him. So he's clogging up two spots. He limits what you could go get out there in free agency because of that. He whines and complains because he's got to approve it, and they got to play positions that he approves. So you know what? I got a message for Bryce, okay? Bryce, you know what? If you don't like it, shut up and just play because you're getting paid, okay? Do your damn job and keep making your millions and live like a king and continue to live in la-la land where you feel like you're a victim. To the rest of us people, this is a bunch of bull poop, okay? Stop wearing other teams' damn colors. It's not slick. It's stupid. Grow up.
Yeah, Chris, good phone call, man. Hey, you know what? It is amazing that you would throw this idea out there months after the rivalry pack. I mean, that was as dumb as anything I've ever seen an athlete do in terms of uniform.
I'm gonna kill him with this one.
Oh, it was the worst. I am continuing to comb through that article with his quotes. Quote, from changing positions to coming back early from injury, I show total commitment to my team.
Yet there is still
trade talk.
You hear it, Joe. You hear it.
And he's
playing you
like a fiddle.
No,
the Phillies like a fiddle.
No, you hear it. Yeah. You hear it. And it's not so much what he said. It's the way they responded. Like, that's the thing that I think we're tending to forget. Bryce Harper has had a lot to say on this team for the last, four or five years that he's been here? He's had a lot to say.
Seven years.
And you've given him that cachet. You've given him that rope.
Yeah, but at some point, you got to take the rope back
a little bit. And Joe, you tried to take it back in the press conference by challenging him, and it backfired. And you know where it really backfired? Instead of you letting it play out, letting it breathe, you immediately went back on the air. You found somebody's podcast, no disrespect to the podcaster, and walked your comments back immediately.
Foul territory. Eric Kratz, who's been a guest of our show.
Yeah. No disrespect to Eric and his podcast, but the point I'm making is this. You felt so compelled because it made Bryce that upset that you went and found somebody that you knew that could get the message out there quickly.
Yep.
That's a checkers move. You know, you started off playing chess.
But what are we playing now by giving extra money?
You're playing, hey, my bad. Like my bad, dog. I didn't mean to make you upset.
Yeah.
That's basically what you sound like.
Yeah. The whole thing, look, free agency starts today for Major League Baseball. We'll get into some of the particulars with the Phillies. We'll have a big board coming up in a little bit on players we want the Phillies to actually go add to this baseball team or re-sign. So a lot to do. News on Bader. News on Jose Alvarado. Baseball free agency starts today. We'll get to some Eagles stuff with Elliot 11. Your phone calls. Let's start with this. Should the offseason start with a Bryce Harper contract extension? Yes or no? It's a complete and total no for me. I'm a fan of the player. I've been a fan the whole time. I want him here. I think the Phillies can still win a World Series with him, and I still think there's good baseball left in Bryce Harper. But I'm not adding years to a contract that has 6 years left. There's no way, no how. Hugh thinks it's coming here. A financial apology to Bryce Harper. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear what Jason Stark said in his podcast, how he interpreted Dombrowski's comments. And we'll do a little something different for a giveaway today. We have 2 4-packs of Flyers tickets available today. We're going to the game on Wednesday, December 3rd. Go to the game with the Midday Show. We'll tell you about that next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football is in full swing, people, and let's be real. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatic Sportsbook. So don't wait for that bad beef with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from just the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatic Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player. Fanatic Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, boom, your bet will play on. With all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatic Sportsbook app. Oh, and the payout speed is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.